number is a romantic song, Footlong Hot Dog. And it was inspired by a roadside sign out in God's Middle Western Country, my home state of Indiana, by the sign advertising an eating place. Now, we have to become teenagers when we act this out, so if you'll give us a few hundred years, we'll go back to be teenagers. But we'll do it real fast. And when we have this on a program, when we have a footlong hot dog with us, we act it out by eating the footlong hot dog in the way you see from the song. We'll just sort of give a short version, a simplified version this time, but we will sort of become teenagers. You know, when teenage boys get their trousers from the store, they're never quite low enough on the hips, and they always have to, you know, have them pretty low. And
watch it.
All right. You adults, you spoil everything. And you know about the girls, how it is with their skirts. That's enough. What'd you do? Someone. All right. Footlong hot dog.
Footlong hot dog, me on the one end, you on the other end, eating to the middle, and meeting in the middle, and kissing in the middle. Hey, diddle diddle, let's order one more. I stop next door to call for you and take you out for a snack or two. When you came out, you looked so sweet, I couldn't keep my mind on where we would eat. We passed up a snack shack, passed up a burger parter, passed up a barbecue or maybe two or three. But then when we saw a certain sign, I said, I know that nothing will do for me but a foot-long hot dog, me on the one end, you on the other end, eating to the middle, and meeting in the middle, and kissing in the middle. Hey, diddle diddle, let's order one more. If we should wed and have a son, we'll tell him how we had our fun. When he grows up and courts a girl, I know he'll give this trick a whirl. He'll pass up a snack shack, pass up a burger parter, pass up a barbecue or maybe two or three. But then when he sees a certain sign, he'll say, I know that nothing will do for me but a footlong hot dog, me on the one end, you on the other end, eating to the middle, and meeting in the middle, and kissing in the middle. Hey, diddle diddle, let's order one more. Footlong hot dog, hot dog.
If this were a steel string guitar, I wouldn't have to check my tuning so often, but this is a nylon string, and it's like some people who need to be tuned up like me by going to church on Sunday. We moved to our mountain home in Virginia, where we lived before we moved to Florida, in 1968, early in the year. That year, you may recall, there was a lot of dissension in our country. There were riots, campus unrest. I felt an urge to do something on the positive side in connection with our work. I got the idea. I wanted to try to write a patriotic song, and I started walking up to the top of our mountain on winter afternoons and looking into the sunset. Well, I wasn't getting very far with the song. I was struggling to get something to rhyme with flag, and I ended up realizing I didn't even need to have the word flag in the song. I finally just gave up, and I looked into the distance, ridge after ridge of the Blue Ridge Mountains stretching into the red sunset, and it just seemed as if the glory of the Lord was reflected in the glory of our beautiful country, and the plan of this song started coming. We added a third verse when we came to Florida a year ago last January. General William H. Wilbur, who has written a beautiful book, The Making of George Washington, suggested adding a verse about the father of our country. General Wilbur got a battlefield promotion to general during World War II. He said a boy came up to him, a 19-year-old boy, and General Wilbur said, what do you know about George Washington? The boy said, let's see, George Washington, he was president. He's the one that padded his expense account. Now, that's what that boy had been taught. So we're happy that we went to the fish camp where we were staying in DeLand, where Patriotic Education Incorporated is. General Wilbur was there for a trustees meeting and wrote the third verse that afternoon and presented it for Patriotic Education that night. We have spoken words near the end of the song. We recently had temporary visitors across the road from our little place in the country near Lake Wales from Nashville. We had a discussion that made me think our spoken words were not up to date to reflect our country's current situation and needs. And I was going fishing by moonlight that night. At midnight, I was wading around our lake. I was thinking about the spoken words. I stayed up till 2:45 and rewrote them. And I thought, that's it. That's terrific. Well, I had 11 more drafts in the next 2 weeks. We hope that they do serve a little bit better purpose now. Our beloved land.
One nation, one people, united in hallowed love. May our country find her destiny through guiding power above. O ruler of the universe, be near our beloved land. The United States of America, in thy glory may she stand. The voices of her heroes ring out with tones so clear. May our sacrifice be justified by a world made free from fear. O ruler of the universe, be near our beloved land. The United States of America, in thy glory may she stand. Our nation's noble father was strong in war and peace. May our strength ever blend with brotherhood, that the need for war may cease. O ruler of the universe, be near our beloved land. The United States of America, in thy glory may she stand.
What do we mean by one nation? We mean the same thing that is in the pledge we learned as children. One nation under God, indivisible. We mean our country's true greatness comes from Americans standing fearlessly together for what is right in the eyes of God. And what do we mean by one people? We mean we, the people of the United States, just as our forefathers meant, with consideration for one another as individuals, regardless of creed, color, or position, whether humble or high, and with love and respect for Creator and country. These are the things we are singing about.
O ruler of the universe, be near our beloved land. The United States of America, in thy glory may she stand.
There's a very special place on the program for Americana. Let's give them another hand, please. All right, now let's welcome a young feller from over Quincy way. You know where Quincy is? Yes, okay, well, let's welcome Cal Cooksey to his first Florida Folk Festival.
Thank you, everyone. It's nice to be here today. As Gus Dillman said, I'm from Quincy, but really I'm from a little place on the other side of Quincy called Sawdust. You know, I pass through to stop by and say hello, okay? Everybody knows it's election time now, and this next song I got to sing is about folk music and politics.
There once was a musical truth, picking, singing folk roots, they sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long no musical ability, folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right. The The one on the left was in the middle, and the guy at the rear was a Methodist. They were long on music aggregation to the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage. A political animosity prevailed up on the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right. The one on the left was in the middle, and the guy at the rear burned his driver's license. What a thing to do. Where the curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd. Thousands were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free for all. Where the one on the right was on the bottom, one in the middle was on top. The one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy at the rear said, oh dear. Now this shouldn't be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political convictions, keep them to yourself. Well, the one on the left works in the bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy at the rear, well, he got drafted.
Thank you. This next song is a religious song that I know couldn't film a lot. It's called Daddy's Same Bass. I mean, not Daddy's Same Bass, I can't even remember my own song. Daddy's Old Time Preacher Man.
Daddy was an old time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old time preacher man. He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about the great eternity. He preached hell so hard that you could feel the heat. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks from all around came to hear him preach. Daddy said if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at the altar call. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Preached the word of God throughout the land. Preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay. For he believes that God provides a way. We never had a lot but we got by. Yes, it's 'cause the Lord was on Daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Thank you.
See, we bring them up right. They need fine. Let's give him, that's right, give him another hand. Amy Allen used to live in East Point, Georgia. She used to live in Tampa. Now she lives in East Point, but she comes down to share with us. Let's welcome Amy Allen and Friend.
Thank you. My friend's name is Kathy Goodman. She and I sang together several years ago, but she and her husband have been out of the United States for the past four years. And they just got back, and I want to thank Cousin Thelma for giving us this first chance to sing together in 4 years, and we're real excited about it. Well, it ain't no use to sit and cry. Sail away, lady, sail away. You'll be an angel by and by. Sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. 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 Well, I've got a home in Tennessee. Sail away, lady, sail away. That's the place I long to be. Sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. 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 Well, in February I get my new house done. Sail away, lady, sail away. I'll give the old one to my son. Sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. 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 Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Sail away, lady. Rock 'em, daddy-o. Don't you 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 rock 'em, daddy-o.
The Sky Boat Song tells the story of Prince Charles, who went from Scotland to England to claim his throne. He was driven away by the Duke of Cumberland, and he made his escape to the Isle of Skye in the Hebrides.
Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors glide. Carry the lad who was born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud the winds howl, loud render the air. Baffled our foes, stand by the shore. Follow, they will not dare. Oh,
like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad who was born to be king over the sea to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shall ye sleep. Ocean's a royal bed, rocked in the deep, Laura will keep watch by your weary head. Oh, sleep, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors was born to be king over the sea to sky. Burned are our homes, exile and death, scattered the loyal men. Yet ere the sword cools in the sheath, Charlie will like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad who was born to be king over the sea to sky.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? Let's give him another big old hand.
Folk humor. You know, people are born with a sense of humor, or it's not anything that you can really cultivate. And one of my talent scouts found Charlie Close of Jacksonville. Let's see how funny he is. See if he can tickle our funny bones.
Yeah, let's see. We'll put this down a little bit here. I'm as nervous as a tomcat in a room full of rocking chairs. Thank you very much. Now, let me see. I come out here to play the harmonica and tell you a few stories. I come from a little old town up and way up the country. It's so small, they only have one yellow page in the phone book. Tried to call home the other night, and the area code was busy. That's the home of my ugly aunt. She really is. She's the ugliest woman in the world. Right under her face, in every beauty parlor in the United States, she has her picture. And right under her picture, it says, "Don't let your face get like this." She's got so many wrinkles in her forehead she had to screw a hat on. I don't say how anybody could have so many wrinkles in the face without drawing blood. No kidding, she got more wrinkles than a road map. But she's quite a gal, though. You can take her down to the waterfront and even the tugboats won't whistle. She's the skinniest thing you ever saw. She'd drink a glass of tomato juice and look like a thermometer. She's so skinny she had to wear suspenders on the girdle. Now her mouth is real small. It's so small she has to use a shoehorn to take an aspirin. Now can you imagine what she looks like? Now I wouldn't say she had buck teeth, but her nose looks like it's playing the piano. She never worries about the peeping toms. All she does is leaves her shades up. Well, let me get on going here on a little ditty for you. I just got back from a wedding. I did. I had an uncle, 95 years old, married a lady, 93 years old. And I want you to know they spent the first day of their honeymoon trying to get out of the car. You know, the last time I put on a performance, I was at a convention, and Colonel Sanders walked in, and he was all dressed in white. Well, I'm telling you, I got so enthused, I ran down and licked his fingers. That's just to show you how easy it is to play the harmonica. A lot of people think it's hard, but it's not. Yeah, I came from a wedding. My sister got married. She had a wooden wedding. She married a blockhead. She married a second lieutenant. The first one got away. But I don't like to go to weddings, really. I cry at weddings. I've been married too long to laugh. I've asked, somebody asked me if I would play my impersonation of a fox hunt. Well, now, this is my impersonation of a fox hunt. Thank you. How about that inflation today? It's rough, isn't it? You know, the value of the dollar today is just as well that money doesn't grow on trees. It would kind of cheapen the neighborhood. Don't you know? Yes, sir. You know, the salary you used to worry about is the one you can't live on today. It's the one you dreamed of, you know. But you can still get things for dollars. Really, dimes, nickels, quarters. I went in the market the other day and I asked a man for 50 cents worth of Swiss cheese and he wrapped up 8 holes. I'm telling you, it's terrific.
Well, he does have a sense of humor, doesn't he? Don't forget his name and ask him to the next Rotary Club or the next Woman's Club, because he loves to perform for civic groups and church groups. See, somebody asked me what a folk festival consisted of, and I said, well, it's a family affair. And we take pride in the fact that there's nothing on the program to offend anybody. And that's quite a feat nowadays, isn't it? And we can thank all these fine artists for bringing us true, beautiful things that are fair and of good report. Now, let's welcome back up a first timer of this morning, Tommy Dobbs. No. Oh, excuse me. No, Tommy, don't come. Betsy Wiggins, Bauhausen. She's just got married and changed her name from one nice, easy one to spell, but one's very difficult to spell. But now, Betsy has been coming to Florida Folk Festival for many years. She's grown up on this stage, and now she's a teacher and a married lady. Let's welcome Betsy.
I leaned my back
but first it bended, and then it broke, just like your love was false to me. Our love is tender, and love is true. Just like a jewel when first 'tis new, but love grows old and waxes cold, and like the dew it fades away. The water is warm, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and
as Cousin Thelma said, I'm teaching first through fifth grades music in elementary school in Tampa. And the kids really like the next song that we're going to do, that I'm going to do. I say we because I'm so used to Hallie being here. It's called "The Sow Took the Measles and She Died in the Spring." And you've got to help me because after I sing "The Sow Took the Measles and She Died in the Spring," this half of the audience, if you'll just help me, you don't have to sing at all. You just have to say one word twice. Oink, oink. Can you try that? A little louder, please. And then this side, right immediately, says oink, oink after them. Try that. Okay, try it like oink, 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 oink. Okay, ready? Okay, now, the trick is, if you can get it in fast enough after I sing, "The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." Okay, "The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." Oink, 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 oink. Okay. I'm sure you're just dying to know what the song's about now. "When I was young, I bought me a cow, a couple of chickens and a little old sow. Chickens or cows or any such thing, the sow took the measles and she died in the spring. Died in the spring." Oh, I'm sorry. You're right on cue. But it's "died in the spring, died in the spring. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." Then you come in, okay? "The sow took the measles and she died in the spring. Died in the spring. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." Very good. "What do you think I made of her nose? The very best thimble set that ever sewed clothes. Thimbles or clothes or any such thing, the sow took the measles and she died in the spring. Died in the spring. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." "What do you think I made of her hide? The very best saddles that you ever did ride. Saddles or whips or any such thing, the sow took the measles and she died in the spring. Died in the spring. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." That's good. Why don't you try to sing "The sow took the measles and she died in the spring" this time? "What do you think I made of her nose? The very best thimble that did ever sew clothes. Clothes or thimbles or any such thing, the sow took the measles and she died in the spring. Died in the spring. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring." Very good. Okay. Well, if you've been here for more than 1 year, usually my whole family comes up and we all sing together, including nieces and nephews and sisters and mother and dad and everybody. But this year, for some reason, I'm the only one up here. And if my knees are knocking, it's because it's the first time all by myself. But Hallie and I used to sing this song together. And it's called "Whistle, Daughter, Whistle." A very, very old song. And it's about a girl who wants to get married. And she's going to try to outsmart her mother. And and I'll have to do both parts today, the mother and the daughter. Mother, I would marry, yes, I would be a bride, and I would have a young man forever at my side. Oh, for if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be, for I am tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a cow. I cannot whistle, mother, I guess I don't know how. Oh, but if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be, for I am tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a sheep. I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep. Oh, but if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a man. I cannot whistle, mother. You impudent little daughter, what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than for a sheep or cow.
Isn't she lovely? Let's give her another hand. Now, Tommy J. Dobbs of Palatka, making his debut at Florida Folk Festival. He made it this morning, so he's an old-timer now.
Make me feel mighty welcome. You people make me feel like I'm a cat at a dog show. I'm really nervous. What I'm going to do is make a few noises that I've heard as a kid, and I'm still a kid, and I hope you'll recognize some of them. There'll be sounds that you'll hear around the farm, sounds around your house and maybe in your yard. Start out and do a few little birds for you. Do a little Bob White for you. Yes, y'all hold all of that good noise till I get through. When you come up and scare them, they'll just flutter all over the place. Now we'll do a little rooster for you. The hen. There's a little bitty falling around. And there's that old hen, boy, she's strutting around. Just come out of the hen house, she's so proud to have laid that egg. Thank you. A lot of squirrels around. A That's a day-old cat. That didn't work out too well. Dog? And those little big old lazy dogs. Cow? You gotta give him a good little whop if you want to hear a little more out of him. Give him a little kick there and he'll go. Do a little turkey for you. Here's one. Claude Clements taught me this. He's about as big around as a bar of soap after two washings. This is Rhodey the Mule. Thank you. A little bit of duck. Do a little frog for you. Here's a little bitty frog. Medium-sized frog. And the big old bull, he loves days like today. He just lays around, and every now and then you hear a big... Al? They're asleep. And a little bit of Florida Wildcat, the Wampus Kitty. Just one little goody for you as you're leaving. If you hear this, too bad.
Thank you.
This is his first time, but it certainly won't be his last time at the Florida Folk Festival. We hope. Now, let's welcome two newcomers, Debbie and Donna, the Watkins sisters from Greensboro. Where's the other sister?
She'll be out here in a minute. My sister's chicken. She wants me to go first. So I'm going to try to sing it. I'm kind of nervous, so you can spare with me. I'm going to sing My Giant Song for a Soldier.
Kneel, my own.
Thank you very much. And now my sister's going to join me, and we're going to sing a song from the musical Sound of Music, and it's called Do Re Mi.
Announcement. William H. Griffith, Jr. of
Mother is waiting in heaven. Another yodel, but it's a slow yodel so that you can see the complete range of yodeling.